home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Stoops Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Stoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
And welcome back to Party Line here on WILO. Appreciate you being with us, and certainly appreciated Kim Stevens joining us this morning, talking all things Hot Dog Festival, and it's going to be a great one this week. We'll try to run things down as far as the schedule. We do have the official schedule in front of us, and we're going to run those things down. We hope to hear from Healthy Communities, still waiting on that, but in the meantime, Wanted to let you know that there is a road closure between South, or South Street is closed between Jackson and Main Street. That little stretch of South Street is closed due to some utility work there. So avoid that. We'll let you know when that is going to be back and operational. But that is going to be the status of today. So that is closed. Weather for today, scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly before 11 o'clock. High of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 60. Wednesday, tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Really going to cool down. So we're looking forward to some cooler temperatures. And then Thursday, sunny with a high near 75. And then Friday, Hot Dog Festival Day, starting at 11 o'clock. We're looking for a high of 77. Beautiful weather, sunny. It's kind of like San Diego weather there. And then Saturday, Saturday night, or Saturday, sunny with a high near 81. So really going to be, you know, some beautiful weather for the Hot Dog Festival. And then we're going to go over the schedule here in just a bit. I'm actually texting Damon West and seeing if Damon could possibly join us here. And we'll get him on the air. In fact, I believe he says he can. So we're going to try to get him on in just a little bit if he's if it's possible. And I'm sure Dayson is trying to figure things out because I don't think she's our producer today. She's trying to figure out what the heck I'm doing here in the control room. But anyway, it is a Hot Dog Festival week. Make sure you check all of the stuff that's going on in your vicinity of town. If you're going to be, if you, you know, normally go to Coco's, or if you normally go to Pepe's, if you normally go into the Farmers Bank, all that area is going to be closed on Thursday starting at about 6 to 7 o'clock. And then you just want to make sure that that gets, that you know that about where you need to park. So you can either park over at the Wildcat Career Operative, that parking lot. There's spaces down, you know, Jackson Street or down Clinton Street beyond the square there. So just find your place and hang on, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Other thing, well, I wanted to also run down the schedule for Hot Dog Festival. All right, good. Glad to know that we got Damon. Hey, good morning, Damon. Just found out that you're on.
Hey, man, I'm here. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, I am doing doing great. Thanks for the last second. We had a cancellation, and so we wanted to see if I could get you on the air this morning. This is Party Line. This is so you're being heard from all around about a 8-county region, and it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. And tell us a little bit about what people can expect this weekend. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Damon, as we get to know you before Saturday.
Yeah, first of all, look, Shan Sheridan's a dear friend of mine, brother in Christ, and so whenever he texted me just now, said, can you jump on the radio? I drop what I was doing, because I always drop what I'm doing for Shan. But, yeah, look, I'm excited to be coming in there this weekend to share the story and the mesh of the coffee bean. Here's what I know about life. Life throws adversity at us in so many ways. Everybody deals with adversity. There's no way to escape it, right? But in 2009, I was faced with some serious adversity. I was the ringleader of a bunch of other meth addicts that broke into houses all over Dallas. They called the burglaries the Uptown Burglaries. I was known as the Uptown Burglar. But look, life wasn't always like that for me. I grew up in a great Christian home. My mom and dad were married for 55 years. In church every Sunday, great student, great athlete, Division I college quarterback at the University of North Texas. Had everything going in life, but I got into substance abuse. And I got introduced to meth for the first time back in 2004. And it took me no time to give away everything for that drug, because that's what addicts do, right? We give things away. We give up our goals to meet our behaviors. And I was no different than anybody else that's been an addict before. I gave away my job, my home, my savings account, my car, my tether to God. I went from working on Wall Street, where I was a broker, and I was living on the streets. I was a homeless person at one point. And that's when I became a criminal. And these burglaries went on for about 4 years. And at the end of it all, the Dallas SWAT team took me down. And I tell people all the time, in 2008, when Dallas SWAT arrested me, they didn't just arrest me that day. They rescued me that day, right? The Dallas SWAT team saves my life. I don't know it at the time, but that's what life is like. Like, Christ will send angels down in your time of need, but you don't always see them as angels at the time. I didn't see SWAT as angels, but they were. So in 2009, I go to trial for organized crime, and it's a fast trial. I get life in prison, 65 years, which in Texas is life. And right after the trial is over, my mom makes me promise two things to her. She said, promise me you won't get into one of these gangs while you're in prison and you won't get any tattoos. So she said, no gangs, no tattoos. Come back as the man we raised, or don't come back at all. And look, I don't know how I'm going to do this, because everybody in county jail, before I go to prison, they're telling me the same thing. You have to get into a gang. You will not survive without a gang. They said the gang will be your family now, except for one guy. Hmm. Now, before I tell you about this guy, I want to preface this point that we're going to make. The messengers in life can come to you from anywhere in life. And messengers don't always look like you. They don't come with the same background as you. They don't even always believe the same things you believe. But anybody can be a messenger, right? Because God can use anybody to get through to you. So this messenger is totally different than me in every way. I can't stress it enough. He's an older black man. He's black, I'm white, he's Muslim, I'm a Christian, he's a career criminal, I'm a first-time offender. We don't have a lot in common, but he has the message that I need. So he tells me one day, he said, prison is going to be like a pot of boiling water, and you're going to have three choices how to respond in your pot of boiling water. He said, you can make a carrot that goes in hard but becomes softened by the water, an egg that becomes hardened in the water, or a coffee bean that will change the water to coffee. He said, the coffee bean is the only thing that will change the water. It is the change agent. The power is inside the coffee bean to change the water around the coffee bean. And he said, if you want to come back as someone your parents recognize, if you want to turn your life around inside this pot of boiling water, you have to be a coffee bean. And that was the message I took with me into a Texas maximum security prison, one of the toughest prisons in Texas, one of the toughest prisons in America. I not only transformed myself, but I transformed the prison around me. And that's one of the things I'll talk about in the presentation, how I did it. Because these are rules that are applicable in anybody's life. And the idea is, like, if I could do it in a maximum security prison, if I could turn my life around in that environment, then what's stopping you from turning your life around in this harsh environment right now? The overarching theme of this story is that the power is inside of us to change the world around us. And it doesn't matter what your pot of boiling water is. You have three choices. You can let this pot of boiling water make you sad and lonely. You can let it make you bitter and mean and angry. Or you can be like a coffee bean and choose to have a positive outlook no matter what the situation is. I believe that every situation of adversity also gives us an opportunity to overcome a bigger challenge and see what we were made of, see what we were meant to become, because the power of the coffee bean is inside all of us.
Yeah, Damon, it is really amazing story. I mean, God has just done some incredible work in you, and you're all over the country. You're speaking, writing books. You're talking to folks. You're in prisons. You're sharing that message. We don't want to give too much away, and I know you. I grabbed you here for a few minutes, and we're going to have to get going here in a little bit. But I just wanted folks to get a taste of what the coffee is going to be like on Saturday. Okay, so because
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, and that's the thing. I'm a storyteller. Come out and listen to a great storyteller. Human beings always learn from storytellers. Lessons, yeah. Morals, principles, entertainment, and this story has all the elements. Right? There's the redemption story that we love. The underdog story, there's sports, and there's true crime in prison. What more could you ask for, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the Bible, man. if you read the Bible, Genesis, the Revelations, you get all of that, you know. So.
Absolutely. And us guys in prison, we know that the most famous convict ever was a guy named Paul.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
We do read the Bible in there.
Hey, brother, you've blessed me today. Thank you. You got me energized for the rest of the week. We're looking forward. We're going to have beautiful weather. The Lord is opening up a great weekend, and we can't wait to have you on stage downtown Frankfort at the Hot Dog Festival. It'll be the 31st Hot Dog Festival, and you're going to bring the message of the coffee bean, but really the power of the cross, and we're just grateful. Before you go, I want to pray with you real quick, okay? So,
yes, sir.
Father, I thank you for Damon. I thank you, Lord, for what he's done, and Lord, how you have changed his life, how you have transformed him, and how you have brought him to the to this place, Lord, to just really glorify you in his actions, his words, his storytelling, and Lord, the story that you gave him and that you put in his heart. I pray, Father, that you just be with him, protect him, watch over him, all of the things that are going on this weekend with the Hot Dog Festival. May, Lord, you be glorified, and may this story be shared in the sense that people will be drawn to you. And we just thank you for Damon. Pray that you keep him safe in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brother.
Amen.
Love you, man. God bless you.
Love
appreciate
you, man.
We'll talk
Thanks
to you soon.
Lot,
all right, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, that was a powerful few minutes. Laura Archibald joining me now in studio. Well, you got to be encouraged by now. I mean, you got to be motivated now.
Yeah, Laura. If you weren't before, you will be now. And everybody should come out on Saturday and listen. And I think we all need to pick up, no matter where you're at in life, right? You need some inspiration.
Yeah. This guy went through it. And he admittedly went through it because of the choices that he's made. And, you know, Laura Archibald joining us today, Executive Director of Healthy Communities, that does so many things for our community. But Laura, you know, when you think about, his story, you see that a lot in your profession, and you see, you know, choices made, consequences to be had, but that doesn't necessarily have to define you.
No, it doesn't define you. Actually, what you do after those things,
yep,
that can be what defines you. It was really neat. Last Saturday, we had a back-to-school pro-social, and one of our clients, and now my friend, I was there without a vehicle for some reasons, and the rain came, and the basement started to flood, and so it was just like crazy. And I called her, and I said, hey, can you do me a favor and stop and get bowls and plastic spoons? Mm-hmm. I don't have time.
Yeah.
Because I was cleaning water and moving backpacks. And so she's like, yeah, that no problem. And I said, I'll pay you as soon as you get back or you get here. And she, when she came, she was like, thank you for asking me and trusting me to do that.
Wow.
Like, it means so much to me to be able to give back to the people who helped me, to give back to the community. And, you never think about it in those ways, right? You don't think about people need those roles. And that's one of the things we tell people all the time is we want people in recovery in our community. The general population, people not in recovery, 8% volunteer on a regular basis. That means that they volunteer once a month.
Wow.
In the recovery community, people who are in 2 years or more of sustained recovery, 80% volunteer on a regular basis. So when you have a strong recovery community, it strengthens your community. And that's what we have here. And, you know, it's stories like those that inspire people and let them know, you know, this person, you know, was at the lowest of lows, but look where they are now. And I can do that too.
And we have a lot of Damon West in our community.
We do.
You know, when you think about some of the stories that we have walking around the streets of Frankfort that are not just walking around, they're actually producing and they're working and they're involved and they're impacting lives, like you said.
Yeah.
They're ready. I think that is a great, point to make about the volunteering, because I was talking to Rich Reck, a good friend of mine, the other day, about how the recovery community wants to give back after they have recognized they've just, you know, they've taken so much, or they feel like they've taken so
Correct.
Much. They have just, you know, so many people has given to them. Now the opportunity, when they get clarity in their life and they're not being fogged by the substance abuse, they have the opportunity to see things clearly, and they want to be a part of that.
Yeah, I literally on Saturday, you know, Angela did that for me. And then I look over at one point and one of our ladies in long-term recovery is volunteering her time to do haircuts for free.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it just touches my heart and it just gives me hope about all those people we have that were there that were new in recovery, right? Maybe they got one day, maybe they got 1 week, one month, you know. I tell them, oh yeah, well, she's one of our recovery clients and she's been, you know, in recovery for 4 years now, and she now gives back and she has her own shop and she does, you know, all of those things. And it's inspirational for them to see people living that life every single day. And, you know, I was blessed on Saturday. You know, I feel like sometimes we bless people with the work that we do. But on Saturday, I was blessed by the people in long-term recovery helping me when I got in a bad situation with a flooding basement. And, you know, they all just pitched in and helped, and it was amazing.
Well, they become the coffee bean.
They absolutely.
The pressure of life, they change the water, you know, and sometimes we have to recognize that we need to change the environment around us. And instead of letting the environment change us, how do we be the agent of change? And using our story, using the light, using even when you're in the darkness, you know, it's just like Damon said, you never know who God is going to use.
Absolutely.
to talk to you.
That is so true.
And I think that's one of the most, the power of his story, but so many stories of how, you know, and I always say this, if God can make a donkey talk, he can certainly use me. So, you know,
true, right?
And that's how God does. He uses things like that. Well, and he uses healthy communities. You guys are very busy. You're doing a lot of stuff. Got a baby shower coming up?
We do. So, and I wanted to talk about that. The community baby shower is on September the 3rd, and you have to register for that. So if you are currently pregnant or had a baby in June, July, or August, or are going to have a baby in June, July, or August, you are eligible for the shower because we have it once a year, so we want to make sure we hit everybody. You need to register for that and register for a time. We are getting full. I think we had 97 people already registered, and we're only taking 120. So, because we just don't have the time and space to take more than that, and we're close. So, especially our local folks here, if you are pregnant or are having a baby in July, August, or no, June, July, or August, then please make sure that you sign up for that baby shower. And I highly recommend you do it in the next week.
And where's it going to be? Trinity?
It's at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds, okay. Yeah, that's right. The Edward Jones building, right?
Yep. So, it's at the fairgrounds. Yeah. We've outgrown every other space. There's about the third location we've had it.
Yeah, because it was a huge one last year.
Yeah, it's huge every year. And people get lots and lots of resources, lots of great baby stuff. We have amazing raffle prizes.
Car seats and
all kinds. High chairs, car seats, you know, baby monitors. I mean, great raffle prizes. And most every table has a little something, and we give you a big bag, you put everything in. I mean, it is an amazing event, and I honestly have never had one person ever since we've been doing it. I think we've done eight or nine. Never had one person say it wasn't worth coming. So. Wow. Yeah.
And that's for Frankfurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
normally somebody's going to complain.
Yeah. But no, we have it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So please, you know, if you are, you know, pregnant or had a baby in June, July, or August.
And it's free.
Yeah. Right? It's free. Nothing. And you get lots of free stuff. So, and resources galore. People don't know all the resources that we have here in Clinton County. And that's really what it's about, is getting people connected with resources.
Well, I think that's the key for healthy communities. I mean, I remember years ago we had the Barnabas Group many years ago that helped kind of navigate people through resources and all, but we didn't have the resources ourselves to help. It was more of information. It was it was kind of the 411 back 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now we have healthy communities, which is not only just the 411 as far as resource information when it comes to your health, but you do help people navigate things like insurance and other things.
We do, and not just tell them go to this website or go to this building or fill out this form. We actually help people do that because sometimes that's the obstacle, right? Is lack of literacy. And when it comes to computers, like that would be me. Anything I have to do on a computer is not good for me. The lack of access to a laptop or a computer. Not all websites are friendly for phones. And so we have a computer lab through IU at Trinity and one through MHS at Healthy Communities, and those are open to people. They can come in, and we help them make a resume. We help them. We always have a job list of jobs that are open, those sort of things. So it's not just about leading people to the right resources. It's about helping them access them as well.
I know the baby shower is a big event coming up in September, but before that, we got schools back. School? Can you believe we're saying that? School is
I know. It
right
just
around the
goes
corner.
So
the
fast.
The fair is over. and school is right around the corner. Football starts in like 3 days.
Yeah, it is little bit crazy, but we have it's the wacky quacky
waddle.
Waddle or something.
It's the back to school waddle.
I call it the wacky quacky backpacky thing.
Yeah.
Thursday evening at TPA Park. That's a United Way event, and I moved all those backpacks when the floor was flooding, so I can tell you we have lots of backpacks full of school supplies, heavy with school supplies.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So we really encourage people to come out to that. It's not just about getting the school supplies. They also have their wacky, quacky duck race. I can't do it, Shan. And lots of resources, lots of community partners out there. There'll be physicals for $10 through Meridian. I mean, there's just lots of great opportunities. I would encourage people, don't wait till the last minute for immunizations for your kids, for school.
Sports physicals. As a football coach, that drives me crazy. You got to get your physical in.
$10 on Thursday.
Wow.
$10.
We'll be
at the event.
The team. Yeah.
And vaccines is the other thing, because you have a limited amount of time once school starts to have your vaccines in. I know this because the health department is in my building.
Yeah.
The week before school starts and the 2 weeks after school starts, it's insane. They're just crazy busy. So I encourage you to get in there this week.
Yeah.
Look at your immunizations this week.
Right.
Make an appointment. Get vaccinations. If you don't know what vaccinations your kids need to have, call Eric at the health department and he can look it up and see what they are missing or what's in the requirements and let you know and make an appointment for you.
Yeah.
I think the other thing to think about on back to school is always heat preparedness, right?
Yeah.
You know, you just talked about football starting and we just need to be really mindful. We're going to cool off here for a few days, but it will be back. The heat will be back.
August gets pretty rough.
Yeah, the city of Frankfort is working right now with a grant that they have about developing a plan for extreme heat. But until we get there, people just need to remember, you know, hydrate, get in the shade. If you start having symptoms of a heat stroke, then you need to cool down immediately.
Yeah.
And I know these kids get on these football fields or they get in these volleyball gyms or cross countries running and they want to push themselves, right? And we want them to push themselves to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm.
But they really teaching the kids what the signs and symptoms of a heat stroke are and letting them know it's okay to tell a coach that they're, you know, feeling ill.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. You know, look, you know your own body.
Mm-hmm.
You know if there's something not feeling right. Nobody's going to punish you. Unlike back in the 70s when I played football where they gave you salt tablets and say you can't have water until you've get your 6 minute mile.
Yeah. And another thing with athletes is make sure you're drinking something with electrolytes
in it.
Water is great for hydration, but it doesn't replace potassium, sodium, all of those things. So make sure.
Pedialyte. I mean, I know that sounds.
Yeah, Pedialyte. No, it's great. And you can get it at the Dollar Tree for $1.25.
Yeah, I mean, I try to tell kids that. I said, hey, I know it's not the red Gatorade or the blue Gatorade or whatever, the Powerades or whatever you got. But, you know, Pedialyte is pretty cheap, and it does the job.
It does. I mean, and like I said, you can get it for $1.25 a bottle at the Dollar Tree. So, you know, it's hard to beat that.
Parents, you just heard it from Laura. You can get the really cheap. Hey, put a little green stuff in there.
That's right. Put a flavor packet in it. It'll be fine.
It'll work out. All right. How do folks get? I know you're at 1234 Rossville Avenue, but how do folks get a hold of you, Laura, as we close up the show
today?
You can
either stop by the office or you can give us a call at 765-659-6063. I always tell everybody to keep an eye on the Healthy Communities of Clinton County Facebook and the Trinity Hope Center Facebook. We post something about every day, and we have lots of stuff going on, so any kind of information you need is usually pretty readily available on there.
Well, we appreciate you doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. Your lovely mother was in Nickel and Rye yesterday. She walked through, and she always blesses me when I hear her say something to a total stranger. Well, you have a blessed day. You be blessed today. So she's always a blessing.
She is, for sure.
All right. Well, you are too, Laura. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And good Lord willing, we'll see you at the Hot Dog Festival, or if not before.
You will see me there.
All right. Talk to you soon. Laura Archibald, the Executive Director of Healthy Communities. Appreciate all that the Healthy Communities do for our community. Good Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Thursday. Until then, It's going to be Hot Dog Festival coming up. Gear it up, get ready for it, and enjoy the beautiful weather. Remember, South Street is closed between Main and Jackson. Should open up. We'll let you know when it's going to be opening back up. Until Thursday, have a great one. Stay courageous, be obedient. We'll talk to you soon.